Hi, my name is James Brundage. I'm a software tester on the Windows PowerShell team. I test a lot of the PowerShell engine, and I also test parts of the scripting language, and today I'm going to introduce you to some parts of that scripting language. You're going to learn about how you can use variables, and how you can use operators to work with variables, and how you can use basic looping structures. And if you've ever dealt with any other programming language or scripting language, some of these concepts should be familiar, and maybe even the syntax might look a little familiar. But the way they work in PowerShell is a little bit different, and hopefully this will explain how. So we're going to start with showing you variables. If you're familiar with PHP, the variable format's about the same. This would be the variable for instance, down here. Let me make this a little bit bigger so you can see. All right, so I can say 4 equals 5, just to be silly. All right, and I can use this particular syntax and just output a variable by just using the variable number, or I can use that variable in expression like this, or I can check the mod of the variable, just like any other programming language. So variables in PowerShell should be very familiar. Again, if you're using PHP, they just have a dollar sign in front of them, and they can be anything you'd like. By default, PowerShell's what you'd call a type promiscuous language. It doesn't really have strongly typed variables unless you make them and such. You can get strong types into variables if you choose. For instance, right now, 4 is 4, but if I get the type of 4, because I put it in quotes, it's a string. However, I can cast 4 easily to an int, and I can get its type and see that it's coerced it properly. So in PowerShell, it's really easy to actually take one particular type of variable and turn it into another type of variable depending on the situations you need. It's also easy to create strongly typed variables. So even though 4 was a string, by making 4 4000 and getting its type, it's now an int. So what I want to do is actually demonstrate that I can make a variable strongly typed by adding the brackets in front of the declaration. So in this case, I'm going to declare 4 as an integer equal to 1,000. And because the type is on the left-hand side of the variable, this constrains the type from this point on to be just this particular type of value. So now this works to set 4. So now we're going to go into how we can use some interesting special values of variables. For instance, let's go ahead and check out what 1 MB looks like in PowerShell. Well, it's actually the value of 1 real megabyte, not just an approximation of a megabyte. And if I go and assign it to a variable, megabyte here, and get its type, then it's actually an int. So PowerShell has a number of fun little values like this. You can actually use any multiple of megabyte, or you can use gigabyte. You can use kilobyte as well. And you can actually use this to specify system file sizes in a much simpler way than you would in any other programming language. To my knowledge, this is the only programming language that has this kind of first-class citizenry for megabytes, gigabytes, etc. The other thing that PowerShell makes really easy to create is hash tables and lists. So a hash table is often described as the poor man's object in PowerShell. What people will do with a hash table is they will put a number of keys in with arbitrary different bits of data that they'd like to store, and a value for the hash table, or for each key, that will be the particular piece of information that they would want to keep around later. So a quick example of a hash table in PowerShell would be foo equals bar, which has the name or the key foo and the value bar. I can put in many values in here, like this. And now I have an actual pseudo object, effectively, of the hash table in memory. So I could write this directly in .NET if I chose. Specifically, I could actually go ahead and say new object collections dot hash table, which of course is empty, so I'm going to make that HT, and then I can add new keys to it. But if I go ahead and do this, I don't really get any kind of syntax benefit. And one of the things that's nice about working in PowerShell is that we make a lot of scenarios very, very simple to do, and we make a lot of specialized data types like hash tables really easy to use. So this is a much simpler format than this is. The other thing that we do for hash tables in PowerShell is really cool. What we do is we allow you to treat a hash table kind of like you treat an object. So I'm going to go ahead and assign my hash table into a value, and I'm going to go ht.foo. And even though the hash table doesn't really have a dot operator, it treats it like it was a property on an object and gives me back the value in that particular hash table. So hash tables are the one first-class citizen type of thing to be aware of in PowerShell. The other one is lists. And you can create a list in a couple of different ways. You can force anything to be in a list by putting it in this format, where you say at and then a pair of parentheses. This is an empty list. This is a list with one item. And then this is something that is explicitly a list, right? Because it has more than one item in it, and I can just use commas to supply the items. Since lists are not typed, it's perfectly legal to go ahead and do A, B, and C, and 1, 2, and 3. And there we go. I have a number of different arrays which have a whole different set of data types in them. And I can go ahead and do a for each object on this, which you should know from some of our other videos about basic commandlets. And I can get type on each of them, and I can see that, for each object on array 4. And I can see that I've got 3 strings and 3 ints. So each individual item retains its type in the, when put into a list. And I can, of course, assign a list to be the output of a command like this. And I can look and do this again and see that each type in this is a process info object. So arrays can be used to hold a lot of very quick or information very quickly and easily, as long as you don't care to index into it very quickly like you would a hash table. You would use a hash table if you want to get to a very specific value very quickly, and you use a list or an array if you'd want to make sure that you can get through all values in a fairly easy fashion, but one specific value isn't important to you. So now that we've covered some of how you can use some basic types in PowerShell, why don't we go ahead and talk about operators? Well, we just finished up talking about how to use variables in PowerShell, and we were about to show you how to use the comparison operators of PowerShell to get a whole lot of work done. And so without further ado, we're going to start talking about how to use operators in PowerShell. PowerShell has a whole crapload of comparison operators to help you out with your day-to-day work, and they're really, really powerful. Much like variables in PowerShell would be familiar to a PHP user, your operators are going to be very familiar if you've worked with Perl a lot. We have almost the same operator set to start out with as Perl, and then we add a lot more to it. So in Perl or in PowerShell, it's a dash EQ to compare particular objects. So I'm doing a quick comparison to make sure that 1 and 1 are the same, which of course is true. If you notice, I'm in this integrated scripting environment here. What I'm doing is I'm actually using the F8 key to do selective execution. That is, just select text and run it. And Control-R to switch back and forth between a scripting view. So I'm also going to show the not equals operator. And of course, 1 is not equal to 1 and is false. The interesting thing in PowerShell operators starts to play or come into play when you start to coerce different types, though. So if you were to use any other language in the entire sun of the programming world, if you compare two objects, those objects are compared normally as that object unless they explicitly write a comparison operator. And in PowerShell, what we do is we coerce the types so that if you're looking to compare one type to another, the left hand or the right hand side will be attempted to be converted to the right hand side. So in this case, the left hand string is going to be attempted to be compared to a right hand string, and in this case, or to a right hand number. In this case, the left-hand string is going to be compared to a right-hand Boolean. And of course, the string one now is actually equal to the number one, which is not really true on the data per se, but it is true once one is turned into a string. And if the reverse actually happens to be true in this case too. So I can say something like 1,000 is equal to 1,000 because the types can coerce. So because I can turn a string into an int seamlessly, I can use it on either side of the operator without any pains. And again, I can do this with Booleans as well. So I can go ahead and check that true equals true.